The obvious choice in hindsight is to bowl first on a green deck with a bit of moisture around, but no one can, it's almost, and the criticism has come for Joe Root, but no one in their right mind at the first Ashes test, travelling over, England captain, is going to bowl first no matter what the conditions.
No. This is it, Coons. So the sport is so paralysed by convention that even when it really is the only thing to do, you still default to the other. And Nasser Hussain is the ultimate cautionary tale. So Athers is part of our broadcast team and we're blessed to have him. And he says every time they have Nasser Hussain on Sky Sport, it's almost the introductory plank to his commentary. So for all that he's achieved in cricket and for all that he is defined by that one choice which went spectacularly badly and it becomes the source of paralysis for every generation thereafter. But imagine if the opposite had happened. If Joe Root had won the toss, elected to bowl, and they had nicked Australia off in such a manner. Imagine the conversation in this country and around this series this morning if Australia had been bowled out for a miserly total. And that's what England have essentially forfeited. And the point is made that a captain never gets criticised for making the choice to bat. That's the batsman's fault. A captain gets eviscerated, was Athers' word, if you choose to send the opposition in and it goes wrong. And it's just one of those, cricket is unique and beautiful and frustrating and restrictive. And this is one of the greatest examples I can think of.